Party of one.
Hi everyone, I'd like to welcome Tyler to the Party of One, where we let loose and talk a whole lot of nonsense, but the main focus is dating. So how are you, Tyler?
I am ecstatic to be here. Thanks for having me, Bree.
I am so happy to have you today. Thanks for coming. Now, how long have you been single?
That's some good math. So it's December now, about over a year now.
I just feel like dating is not as easy as people make it seem to be. I want to say like years ago with our parents and our grandparents' generation, so easy.
Too easy, it seems like, honestly. I know exactly where you're coming from. It's so hard to, commit yourself nowadays. I feel like to find somebody who's like equivalent with you.
Yeah, and I also think that they didn't have social media, which I think this also sets up a lot of competition, and other people want something that they can't have. So if they have the interest in that one person, they have social media to be like, oh shit, but Sally, Jane, Rebecca is out there too. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, my great-grandparents met, and I don't know if it was forced or what, they met at a church in the North End and migrated from Italy, and then they had 16 kids. It's like, that just seems easy.
Yeah, that would not happen
today. How's that even happen? Yeah, no chance in hell. That would be like some Maury show stuff right there.
Yeah. And then Jerry Springer the next episode you get cheated on, you're not the father of the kid. It just gets dirty. Now, how do you feel about being single? Do you love it? Do you hate it?
For me, it's a double-edged sword. I don't know. I'm good with being alone. I found like a lot of power in being alone, doing things by yourself. And some people would always be like, why the hell are you hiking a mountain by yourself, Tyler? Why are you going on long walks by yourself? And I think it's empowering. But also, when it's cold outside and you just want to like make a little fire and cozy up, it's that kind of sucks when you're alone. But I don't know. There's good and bad to everything, and I try to find the positive in it.
Yeah, to feed off on that, I have a lot of people that say, like, why do you do a lot of things alone? That's like kind of like psychotic of you. I don't hike alone anymore. I got hurt and my parents were like, you're a fucking idiot, and they're not wrong. But I realized that I was always relying on other people. So when I would date, I would want so much from them. And if I didn't get it, I would be like, okay, well, I can't do that by myself. And then after I broke up with this kid, that was just like a very toxic relationship, I put myself first, stepped out of my comfort zone and started doing things for me, which I think it created a point where I rely on myself way too much, where I don't want to be with anyone. But there are moments where I do feel alone. When it comes to your dating experience, do you use dating apps? Do you get hooked up by friends or like blind dates of some sort? Or do you put yourself out there and find your person in a public setting, whether it's like work, the grocery store in aisle 9, getting, you know, some rice?
Big rice guy. I would love for something organic to happen, like just go into the store and shop in the whole milk section. That's where I get my Fairlife milk. Somebody just bumps into me and, wow, blonde hair, blue eyes. That's it, you know?
Yeah.
But no, it hasn't been as smooth and organic. I do use the dating apps and woof.
Yeah.
Like, you know, there's great people out there and there's some not so great people either. But my experience has not been great. I kind of like took a hiatus and then jumped back into Bumble and Hinge and euthanization's next, so who knows?
I mean, at this point,
good God.
At this point, I'm about to join to the Christian singles, even though I would set a church on fire if I walked into any of those.
I'm thinking farmers only, because I did have my own garden last year, and
you know what?
Self-sufficient, so.
I'm not good with gardening, but I did have farm life on Facebook.
Oh, damn. Oh,
is that what it's called?
I avoided that at all costs. All the Farmville.
Yeah, Farmville.
Invites I got.
I loved it. I did a fucking great job with my stock. Like, all of my chickens, I had probably 500 carrots. I guess if you were, like, pull a carrot out of your garden, it, like, went towards some type of, like program.
Third world country.
Yeah, like, helped, like, people in like China, I don't know. Do I believe it? No.
A country that's deficient in carrots.
Yeah. But yeah, dating apps, holy shit. It's like a third world country. Like the amount of people I've talked to, I honestly can't believe they exist. Mm. Like most of them, I'm like, your mother loves you? Like there's no fucking way. But yeah, for me, I would love to find something organic, something out of a movie. But I think that's what sucks the most is because I've seen so many love stories in movies, like The Notebook.
I love The Notebook.
Me too. But it's like, shit, I'm never going to amount to that.
Or you'll never find a person who wants to lay down in the middle of a street. Just look at a stoplight, right?
No, I know.
You think you're insane and some sort of enthusiast of stoplights.
I hope one day I find something that's real. But for the most part, like, most of these dates I've been on, or even past relationships, I think it's like, it's aged me a lot. Now we're going to jump right into something that I love doing with my guest. It's a little icebreaker, but more of something that we can like get to know each other a little bit more on a level of things that people don't really bring to the table. Now for me, I'm very out there. Like, I will say it how it is, or tell it how it is, whatever that fucking saying is. But I want to start off by saying, let's list off each other's 5 pet peeves when it comes to someone that does something that bothers you. Specifically, like, let's focus on, like, the dating atmosphere. Like, I'm sure you've been on multiple dates where you're like, ugh, I don't want that in my next date.
My biggest pet peeve, right off the bat, loud chewers. Yeah. Mouth open, see ya. I'm all set.
Like if no I, thanks. If I wanted to see that, I would go to, like, a farm. Like, I don't need to see, like, what the hell's going on in your mouth. For me, I want to say people that interrupt me, like talk over me. If I'm giving you something, whether I'm excited, mad, happy, whatever it may be, I don't like when people like jump right into my conversation and then like leave me in the dust.
I'm like, I have to wait for you to finish the sentence.
No, no, no. Roasted right now. No. You're fine.
I am guilty of that, but I've noticed other people do that too. And you're like, should I even speak anymore? Like, do my words matter? Or even on dates? I went on a date with this girl and yada, 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 me. And then I was like, I will never see this person ever again.
No, see, that's too much.
Yeah.
Now, what is your third one?
People that don't put shopping carts back in the grocery store.
Mm.
It, like, brings me to the point of, like, contemplating murder, you know?
Yeah. That is actually a question I ask people on dating apps. But I've had some people be like, what kind of question is that? And it's like, I want to see, like, how good of a person you are. But yeah, I ask those type of questions because I bring them back in the fucking rain, a tornado, everything. Like, I just cannot leave something that isn't my property. Like, if it's in my room, I don't give a fuck if I left a cup up there for like 6 months.
Yeah.
But when it comes to like a public setting, like, it just shows your character. For me, my pet peeve, leaving me on read.
Oh.
You have
two
fucking hands, 4 fingers and 2 thumbs. Like, how are you just going to leave me there hanging?
In most circumstances, they have all those.
That is very true. You know what? You know, Captain Hook, whatever his name is from Peter Pan, he did not have that situation. But it just pisses me off. Like, I know I can text a lot. I know there's times where I send, like, novels. But just fucking answer me back. Say something. And I hate it even more when they literally have the notification that says, read, 6 p.m. And then it's like 11 p.m. and it's like, fuck.
There should be a little message at the end that just says, get fucked.
Exactly. Or like, I think people that, I mean, I don't know if you have those settings on, but I don't. Because there are times where I'm like busy and I will open up a text and I just cannot get back to that person. But mentally, I'll take that note and get back to them later. I truthfully think that people that have their read receipts on are fucking psychos. And I think they do it because they're narcissistic and they want people to like know that like you saw that.
My time is more valuable than yours.
And honestly, it's not. Get fucked. 4th one for you. I don't even know if we even did a second one, but we're just gonna go with it.
Mine was shopping cart, loud chewer, read receipt, absolutely. 4th for me, people that just stink.
How do you not know what a
wash
shower
your balls.
Is? Yeah.
Like, wash your ass. It's the hot zones, especially a dude. Like,
spread those cheeks.
Yeah, spread your cheeks, clean your cheeks, make sure you smell good.
I know. And I'm like big on hygiene. Like, I don't wash my hair every single day, but I shower my body every single day. Same with brushing my teeth. Like, I know people that don't brush it more than once, and it's like, what are you fucking doing?
Yeah.
You just ate sardines for lunch over a Caesar salad with like a fuck ton of like garlic and onions, and you're not gonna brush your teeth later? You're gonna go to bed like that? I was gonna say, I do know a lot of people that don't like deodorant because of like the aluminum, but there's so much like deodorant out there nowadays that don't have aluminum. But on TikTok, I've been seeing people taking a lemon wedge and rubbing it all into those bad Larrys.
So I'm just gonna like kind of admit live now that I haven't worn deodorant in like 9 months.
Really?
I don't get BO.
Well, see, like, at least you got a good gene. For me, I have, like, I'm self-conscious about that type of stuff. I'm like, great, the hottest person ever just fucking smelt my upper lip or like my armpits that reek like onions. And I will lose sleep over that. But no, I'm really good with my hygiene. Like I'm on top of that shit. For my fourth one, I don't know. Maybe someone that doesn't like dogs. I love dogs. I'm not against cats, but I'm more of a dog person.
That could circle right back to the dating world because I love all animals as long as you don't fucking bite me or whatever. But there's 90%+ of the profiles I feel like must love dogs. I'm a cat guy. I'm sorry. I'm a cat guy in a dog world. But yeah, it's tough out there for cat guys.
And now your fifth one.
I'm very punctual. People that are not on time for anything. It's like they live in a different time zone. It drives me fucking nuts.
Yeah.
If I say 7 o'clock, I mean 6:45.
I know.
You better be there early or on time.
I'm not gonna lie. I am not good with time. So clearly you and I would never work out. But I am good in a sense like that. Like when it comes to like holiday parties and stuff, why do we have to be on time when the fucking party itself is going to be 5 hours long? Like I don't need to be there exactly at 6 p.m. to see Grammy and Papa like fucking walking through the door. Like they're going to be there the entire time. And then not only that, because my parents will get this into my head being like, make sure you're on time. Like they will tell me a different time compared to others. So I'm on time.
So it's bad.
But listen, it's not all the time because for dates and stuff, I'm not late like that. Like you have
it's
to have
first impression.
You know, exactly.
You have to light it up.
So it depends on the situation. But for me, first dates, my ass is in the fucking parking lot having an anxiety attack.
Oh yeah.
Texting people like, can I get an Ativan? Like, ugh. I'll buy anything. My fifth one, that's hard. It's hard to think about things. People who aren't funny, like I get it. Some people aren't born with it. I like to think that I have great comedic timing, but like I need to vibe with someone that is on the same level of my like fucking weird shit. And that's what I want. I want good vibes and laughs. That's it. And for them to be respectful. Now, speaking of all this mental health stuff that we talked about, I know that dating can take a toll on your mental health. So this podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. I like to think that everyone needs therapy with how crazy this world is, and what better way than to have access 24/7 in the palm of your hands. You can make a phone call, use the online chat service, a video call. There's just so many options to speak with a licensed therapist. Right now, it is the largest online therapy platform in the world. You can get any help, anytime, anywhere. Use my promo code BREEMARIE20 today to get 20% off the first 3 months. Now, would you stay with someone that made your life hell? Because I know people that will stay because they're like, oh, I'm madly in love with them. Like, they'll change. And then where's the change?
No. Probably why I'm still, maybe that's why we're still single.
I know. Would you end it? Like, would you end a relationship if your friends or family hated that person?
If I wasn't seeing something, and I understand, like, when I give advice to people in relationships, it's all chemical. Like, it's impossible to change somebody's mind when they're literally chemically shifted and their whole world's about this person.
I know.
But, like, that's tough. I think I probably would. I don't know.
Yeah.
That's, like, I've never been in that situation before. Like, man, this person sucks, Tyler. Like, fucking, time to go.
I've been in one where I was thinking that this person's gonna be like my forever person. But my family would be like, all you guys do is nonstop fight. But I kept telling myself like, no, like every relationship is, you know, this way, like no one's perfect.
Yeah.
But now like looking back, I'm like fighting all the fucking time, not having trust in one another, like him doing secret things behind my back. Like there was a reason why like my family did not like that. So I kind of wish I could go back in time, but it helped me learn to like not take their advice lightly. So now if I was in a relationship and there was reasons of why they didn't like them, then yeah, I would play like a whole entire like, okay, maybe it is best for me to walk away. Because for me, like I love my family. I'd rather have someone in my life that is also a part of my family's life. And now when it comes to like dating apps, what has been your experience? Because we're going to feed off into talking more negative about like certain things, but I want to hear the good and the bad, because for me, there has been a lot of bad things.
I recently downloaded the apps again, I'd say like, I don't know, a couple months ago, and it is so like external. I don't feel like there's anything like this. It's nothing deep. It's all about texting and looking at someone's pictures. And like, that's why I have that video prompt I put on where I'm literally dancing. It shows my personality, but at the same time, I'm more of a phone call kind of guy, and it freaks the fuck out of people when you send voice notes for some reason.
I love voice
notes. I love voice notes too. I'm like, hey, how are you? Like, I don't sound like a fucking leprechaun or like a mouse. That's good, right?
Yeah.
You're like, oh my God, you're a voice memo guy? Like,
I know. I don't know why people get so scared, because it's like no different than being in person. I just think, like, being behind our screens, we've lost reality. Like, we lost the touch of connection. I don't know. I hope one day I find something organically, but, yeah. I'm not pushing it. I've always been told, when you're not looking for it, it will happen. And
I must be fucking blonde at this point.
Good God. I know. Like, I think I'm a good person. I think I have a great package going for me. Clearly, it's not what the fucking universe wants. Well, it has been a pleasure having you on here.
Thank
Where
you.
Can they find you?
I'm an Instagram only guy, so.
All right.
I think it's Tyler J. Higgins 9. I think.
Yeah, it's okay.
I have red hair, adventurous, have a lot of brothers and sisters, so.
Yeah, he's a cool shit. For me, you can find me at Bremer. Don't even know where I belong. You can find me at Bremery3 on Insta. I hope this inspires you to never settle and makes you feel less alone when it comes to being single and not having great success in finding your person. Don't forget to submit your questions on partyofone.com and share your dating experiences or give tips. See you all next week.